ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddle Spur in Katy on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The face mask thing. Boy, the NFL's trying so hard to defend that today. I thought that was pretty bogus.
The new rule says there's no longer a five-yard face mask. In the old days, that would have been a five-yard face mask.
And it wouldn't have mattered. They would have gotten another play.
The guy touched his face mask, and his thumb went in the face mask.
And it jerked the head just enough.
They're going to call that.
You know, it was unfortunate, but all you got to do is stop a Hail Mary. I don't know that Kirby Smart is an upgrade over Mark Richt, because I don't know what he is.
You've never seen Kirby Smart without Nick Saban.
Yeah.
You know, and Nick Saban, we all know, is the best. But we've all seen how Bill Belichick's assistant coaches have worked out in other places. And Kirby Smart's the best defensive coordinator because he's there with Nick Saban, who, by the way, pretty good defensive coach himself. Listen, it makes sense for everybody. I get it. But you don't know. You don't know if it's going to work.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you still got some time. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Come see us at
We got a couple more gift cards, too.
We got some more gift cards to give away.
Did we give away the personal training thing yet?
I don't think we've given that away yet, so you still got a great opportunity to win that.
I know one of you guys has a chick that, you know, I know you tell her she looks great, but she could probably afford to look a little better.
You want her to work out a little more.
Right.
Let's be honest.
This is a great way to do that because you say, honey, I just won you a free month of personal training sessions. And who knows, maybe she sees some results and says, I want to do this every month. And she'll feel better about herself. You'll feel better about, you know, love making and things. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Except then she gets too hot and dumps you.
Cool. Then you're single.
Yeah, that okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's a good plan.
Dude,
that's what I'm going to do.
Listen.
That's what I'm going to do. That's a great idea.
What we are giving you is a golden ticket. There's no way to lose with that deal. There's no way to lose.
And we're just trying to help the people.
Right.
So here we are, 2,500.
Unless you have kids, then you're talking about child support, things like that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. That gets expensive.
It gets ugly.
Yeah.
It gets ugly.
But that's all right. Maybe if you've got kids, then maybe that's why she needs to work out
a little bit.
You know? But 2,500 Westheimer Parkway, Absolute Fitness and Nutrition, which is a very, very cool place. They got some great programs out here and some terrific people, so come check it out. And, you know, we'll be here till 7, so still a chance to win lots of good things. All right, I know you found something you wanted to get to.
Yeah, when are we doing our official picks?
We'll do those at 6:30.
Okay, 6:30 we do our official picks.
Yes.
Are we going to have to come up with 3 college plays?
Yeah, we'll come up with however many college plays we want.
Because I don't feel great. I mean, there's not enough.
I've got one that I love.
Is it the under in the Alabama-Florida game?
No, it is the it's not that.
Okay.
I'm saving my picks. Don't make me give away my one pick.
All right.
I've got one pick. Actually two.
I believe you can move on this game
as it's already been played. It's your college football game of the year.
10-0 on my games of the year so far this year.
That's right. They say undefeated. You'll never guess what prison officials have found in Aaron Hernandez's prison cell.
His boyfriend?
A homemade shank. Aaron Hernandez is the most gangster dude ever.
If he were that gangster, he would have never gotten caught.
No. He's so gangster, he doesn't even care about covering it up. He's just like, whatever, man. Videotapes? All right, cool. Somebody going to snitch on me? Whatever. He just doesn't seem to care about the thug life. He doesn't care about hiding the thug life. This dude is already, he's already serving a life sentence for murder. Now he's got a homemade shank in his cell. Officials discovered the weapon. He was removed from Gin Pop, he's at a supermax prison already, and he's now in solitary confinement. He's been into multiple fights at multiple facilities. He is not—he's not looking to get out on good behavior anytime soon. Aaron Hernandez is just—he's like, you know what? I'm here. I'm doing it. He is not—he's not turned Daddy Juice yet. OJ was in prison. He's like, I don't like this. I got to figure something out to make my life better.
I've got a mate with the sisters.
Yeah, so OJ basically turned into a woman. Aaron Hernandez is he's gonna throw to the last minute. He's like, I'm not going down without a fight. And so Aaron Hernandez continues to find trouble.
Well, just hypothetically speaking, if you were to be in jail for life for murder, I'd have a shank. I wouldn't kill. I wouldn't worry if I whack somebody else in prison.
I don't know, man.
What's the point? You're already there, right? What else are you going to do to you? Oh, we're going to add another life sentence. Well, I'm going to die soon anyway. I'm 50.
Yeah, but like now you're in a spot where you can't. You've got no more access to like cigarettes and TV and things like that. Now you're in a room by yourself all the time. You can't. I mean, you probably get outside for like 20 minutes a day to walk around the track, and you're still by yourself.
I'd still rather shank somebody than get raped in the shower.
You can't make homemade booze in your toilet.
You can do that in solitaire.
I don't think so. I think you have to pee in a bucket.
Well, you could use
a
bucket.
I'm just making
the same
that
way.
Up, by the way. I don't know.
No clue.
I've never been in solitary confinement. Last time I was in jail literally with a guy who was on meth, crystal meth. It was in Nashville, Tennessee, and he told me that he had taken meth and that that's why he was in jail with me at the time. And he kept – and I so desperately wanted – you know how, like, in the regular world, I don't really like talking to strangers that much. When I'm super drunk and you're a meth head stranger, that's like times infinity I don't want to talk to you. You know, especially we're in jail. No, I don't want to be friends with you. And this guy was insistent that we be friends. And he was like asking me to – like they brought us this crappy food and he wanted to trade food with me. And I didn't want to eat my food, so I just gave him all my food. Yeah, that's what it's like in jail. I would have chosen solitary over that, but I do wish I would have had a shank then.
I would have been trying to garner up votes for cell president or something.
There was only two of us. There was only two of us.
Well, there you go. Vote for yourself. Good, you win.
Ugh, I'm against jail.
713-780-ESPN. When we come back,
I'm out on that. I'm not about that life, man.
We'll do the Sad Hawk Jewelers Gem of the Day, which we didn't get to do because we had RJ on, and then we'll do our picks at 6:30. So there you go. Everybody will be happy.
Everyone wins.
I only have one for sure pick. I could probably squeeze three out if you really have to have it.
Okay. For college?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we could probably go through all the college games next segment. There's not that many. And then we'll throw our picks there. But what we've got to do is gem of the day first. So
we'll find a way.
Yeah. Of course, we could always do what we've had to do before, which is make Gem of the Day the stupid stuff. We've kind of done a combo thing at the end of the show.
Okay, whatever you think, man.
We'll just see, because we've still got so much to get to, and I want to get to these college games, and I want to get to our picks. So we may have to do that. I'd let John decide, but it's kind of his fault we're in this quandary because of the whole RJ thing. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. John, did you miss it when AJ said you should be doing Alice in Chains karaoke today?
No, Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots, sorry.
Yeah. Lane Staley died years ago.
I got my frontman confused.
Yeah. Your heroin addicted frontman.
Exactly.
Confused. Get it.
Yeah. All right.
It's crazy, man. Too many of them.
Yeah.
I was talking about this last night.
Yeah.
It's almost a miracle that Steven Tyler and Keith Richards, or Mick Jagger, I mean, have Keith Richards too.
Yeah, Richards.
That all those guys have made it, because those dudes were on that horse as much as anybody.
Yeah.
And they just kept going. And Ozzy too, although Ozzy I think is more of a alcohol and coke guy.
Yeah.
But, my
favorite Ozzy story was him being so drunk one time that he snorted ants.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But like Bradley.
That's gangster.
Bradley Knoll and Kurt Cobain and Lane Staley and, there's been a bunch of them. And now Scott Weil and all these dudes addicted to that heroin, man. That's a bad deal. It's a mess.
We never lose Milli Vanilli.
No.
Well,
one of those guys did die.
Yeah, but by then they weren't anything anymore.
Right.
All right, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780. Which one was it? Was it Milli or Vanilli?
I don't know.
Okay.
David asked, what did I go to jail for? That time I went to jail because, first of all, it's a trap because I was a college student in Nashville, and there were bars there that for $5, you could, it was all you could drink on, like, Thursday nights, which is, I mean, that's a trap. That's, you're set up for failure there.
You are.
So I go to that, of course. And then on the way out, one of my friends said, I bet you can't pick that newspaper box up over your head. And I was a man at that time who said, I bet I can pick that newspaper box over my head. So, of course, I picked the newspaper box up over my head right as the cops were driving by. And the rest is history of me sitting in a jail cell with a meth head.
I was fortunate enough that my experiences were all as a juvenile.
Oh,
so
it's not even jail.
I know.
you sit in like a cop's office. I got arrested once when I was not 18, and in retrospect, it's the best because I was joking around. My hands were cuffed behind my back, and I kept moving them to the front and then back to the back. Jail when you're a kid is. It's a joke.
We only had one jail in the Mark, so we had to go to the real jail.
But did you get put in a cell with prisoners?
There was nobody else there, but yes,
did you sit in a cop office?
No, we were in a cell.
Oh, I just sat in a cop office.
There was nobody else in there at the time.
I sat in a cop office, and in retrospect, it was nothing like going to jail, nothing like getting arrested as a grown-up. When you get arrested as a grown-up, you have to get, like, hepatitis shots and things like that. It's terrible.
Do they de-louse you?
No, but
like in Shawshank?
The hepatitis thing they give you, it's like – if your arm swells up and it looks crazy, that means you're okay. And I'm like, well, that's terrible. So they give you a shot, and then your arm looks like you're about to die. But like, oh, that's a good thing. No, man, jail when you're a grown up is way worse than jail when you're a kid. Plus, my dad bailed me out when I was a kid. When you're a grown up, you don't have that luxury. You don't have that luxury. You have to make calls to your lawyer friends, and it's not cool.
All right, let's look at some of the college football because we'll just sort of zip through the schedule. But Bowling Green minus 13.5 tonight against Northern Illinois. I like Bowling Green here. I wonder about some of the coach talk, how much of a distraction that'll be.
I would love Bowling Green if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to play it, but how about over 69? I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
Baylor minus 21 against Texas.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
If I had, again, it's not a play for me, and I haven't bet a Texas game all year, thankfully. If I had to play, it's Baylor minus 21.
I don't mind Southern Miss getting 7.5 against Western Kentucky. Southern Miss played better football here.
You're right.
The second half
they
of the
have
season.
Played better. That's not a terrible number.
Temple now 5.5 against Houston. I wouldn't play this, but if I did, I would probably take Temple to cover.
I think so too. I think it's a field goal game, man.
Georgia Southern minus 21 against Georgia State in a big rivalry game.
I like Georgia Southern a lot.
I do too. I think they're going to cover the 21.
I said this once, and Georgia Southern, and then I think they ended up losing to Georgia the week I said it, but Georgia Southern would contend to win the SEC East, which is really a sad commentary on where the SEC East is.
Yeah.
But it's also a credit to what Georgia Southern as a program has turned into. That's a pretty good team, man. I think you're going to see a pretty big blowout here against poor Georgia State, who I always feel a little bit bad for.
All right, I think I'm going to skip past the Texas States, Arkansas States, and
you're all right
New
with
Mexico
that.
State.
Let's get to the title games.
How about Florida, Alabama?
Under. I feel the under is probably pretty good because I think Florida might score 3 to 7 points.
I'm going to give them 10, but I still think it goes under because their defense is pretty good.
So you're saying 28 to 10?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be closer to 21 to 10, 24 to 10.
So you like Florida to plus 17.5?
I think Florida's going to could cover, but I like the under more than I like anything.
Okay, with you.
Kansas State plus 6 at West Virginia. I'll take Kansas State at home getting 6.
I will too at Kansas State.
Right, at Kansas State. Okay, for the title games, USC plus 4 against Stanford.
Give you like me, USC, don't you?
Give me Trojan and give me the over. I like both of those a lot.
I like the over for sure because Stanford's defense has kind of fallen off as the season's gone on. I'm not sure. I think Stanford is the better coach team. I think they should be more prepared for this. They have something to play for. USC doesn't really
They've also
have
got some
to play
injuries
for.
On defense.
They do.
And USC was an 11-point favorite the first time these teams met. And that was with a drunk coach. With a drunk coach. And I like what they've done.
It's not a play for me, but if I were to play it, USC is the only way to play.
I even like plus 165 on the money line.
So. Okay. Bold move, my friend.
All right. North Carolina plus 4.5 against Clemson.
Sharp money's been all on North Carolina, I'm not sharp because I think Clemson blows them out. Double digits.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of this game. I think North Carolina's pretty darn good, and I can see why people are on it. I don't really have a play on it. I think I would probably lean towards North Carolina, though, if I were going
to
play.
There's no way to know that North Carolina's good because they haven't played anyone good all year.
Exactly.
And they're about to get a wake-up call because athletically they're about to be on the field with guys that they haven't been on the field with all season long.
Well, I think early South Carolina is as close as to anything they would have seen, and they lost that game. So
right.
I can see why you'd go that way. And Michigan State minus 3.5 against Iowa.
You already know what I'm going to say.
You're going to say Michigan State.
I'm not big on Michigan State winning by more than a field goal any game because I feel like Michigan State struggles to score at times. But I just don't think Iowa is – I think they're completely outclassed in this game.
I don't know. I've watched the team pretty closely here the last, especially over the last few weeks. I think their offensive line keeps them in the game. It's one of those where if it were inside of three, I'd take Michigan State. I think it's a field goal game, At the half, I can't take Michigan State with the hook.
All right.
So what I will do though is give you my three college plays, which I have.
What are your three favorites?
My three favorites are Southern Miss to cover at plus 7.5 against Western Kentucky.
All right.
USC plus 4 and USC Stanford over.
Okay. I'll give you Georgia Southern minus 21.5.
I like that.
I will give you Alabama Florida under 40. And I'll give you Clemson minus 4.5.
Okay. And as far as the NFL, the picks we had for that, I will have Raiders plus 3 against the Chiefs will be my first one.
That was one of mine.
Oh, that's okay. We can have one that's the same.
No, I don't need it. My first one will be the Giants plus 2.5.
Okay. Jong, what's yours?
Jong, you playing with us? You don't have any college games, do you? You didn't work hard this week.
Okay. Well, do your NFL, and we'll come back to your college.
I'm going to take Titans Jags under 43.5.
All right.
Ooh.
That's wrong, but okay. Keep going.
You want all three of my NFL?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, since we
spit them out.
Since we ignored you on the college, yeah.
I'm going to take 49ers, Bears under 43, and then Rams plus 6.
Rams plus 6, huh?
Jong, I hate your picks. I absolutely hate them.
I'm winning on the season.
You are winning on the season, but this week is bad for you, I got to say.
All right, my second one, I'll take Saints plus 7 at home against Panthers.
That was my second pick, but I'll take. We like the same games.
That's a good sign. That is a good sign.
I'll take Buffalo minus 3. Okay. I know that's not a popular choice around these parts. But
you just hate Houston, AJ.
That's what it is.
You hate Houston.
I hate Houston. You got me.
You hate those Houston teams, man.
You got me.
Actually, I like that pick, too. All right, and for my last one, I will go ahead and take Colt plus 7 at Steelers.
That was your third one, too? I guess I'll use Redskins minus 4 for my third one.
All right, John, tell us your college pick since we rudely ignored you.
I'm going to take Baylor minus 20.5. Texas hasn't covered on the road all year. I'm going to take USC plus 5 and Kansas State plus 6. Actually, instead of Kansas State plus 6, I'm going to take Iowa plus the 4. They've covered they've covered all 5 times away from home this season.
All right, John. Yeah.
He's doing research.
Look at him.
You hear that?
Look at him.
Well done, sir.
Who around here does research?
I thought I'd just kind of play it by ear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, well, do a little research. No, I like that USC number quite a bit. It's a computer play. The computer spits USC out at minus 5, and that's a 9-point swing. So, that being the case, up until this year it was close to 90%. It's, I think, 1-3 this year, so it's got to come back around. So, there we go. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And still got 30 minutes to get out here to 25600 Westheimer Parkway. And Katie, we got some gift cards still to give away. And still have the grand prize to give away as well. We're going to take a quick break. Do you have anything that we need to get to here? Because if not, we can do our Gym of the Day.
We'll do our Gym of the Day.
Yes, Gym of the Day coming up next. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddle Spur in Katy. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. We don't want to confuse Aaron with John. That doesn't quite work.
I mean, listen, people are some people have never seen us live before.
There's that.
And then they meet Aaron. They think he's John, even though...
Well, the more he grows that goatee, the more Asian he looks. So
yeah, he's not Asian at all.
No.
Believe it or not.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, today's gem combines two of my favorite things in the world.
Sex and animals.
No.
No idea then.
There's not no sex involved in this one.
Whiskey.
Okay, whiskey and sex would probably be 1 and 1A, but...
Whiskey and boy bands.
I didn't know. No. I didn't say my two favorite things. I said two of my favorite things.
Okay.
So no whiskey, no sex.
Boy bands and animals, then.
No, although those two things sort of go together, especially if you throw sex in there. But, no, I was going to say a keg and Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That's two of my favorite things, a keg of, you know, really good beer. Well, you're familiar with Hafþór Bjornsson.
No.
Also known as the Mountain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with the Mountain.
Who's done all this world's strongest
world's
man
strongest
stuff.
Man, that's right.
Well, he has set another world record.
Okay.
Hurling a 33-pound keg 23 feet in the air.
Jeez. That's Aaron Rodgers threw the football that high last night.
Yeah. And I did that with
a keg.
A 33-pound keg. Now, I don't know if you want to waste the beer, but.
You know, 33 pounds may have been empty.
It would have to be. Yeah. It would have to be. Yeah.
So
23 feet in the air.
But I don't know if you've ever picked up an empty keg. I mean, it's not heavy, but it's not light.
It's also kind of awkward to throw, I would guess.
Yeah.
But he managed to throw that thing 23 feet in the air.
So what are you saying? He's strong or something?
No, he was just saying he broke a record.
Does he work out?
His own record.
Because I think that dude's a punk, and I'll fight him right now. If he shows up in the next 20 minutes, I'll fight him.
I'll tell you what. If it's a sword fight, I'll take him on.
Not even a sword.
No, I will not. But you know what I'm going to do when I take him down? I'm not going to monologue. I'm not going to put my face down there where he can crash my head. When I poison my blade and stick that sucker in there, I'm slitting his throat right after that.
Okay.
We're not doing the whole monologue about, I hear you say you killed my sister. I don't care. If she's dead. She's gone. I'm going to make sure I chop you into little pieces. So bring it on, Hafþór.
Lamont said we did this gym so late that it's a diamond now.
Well,
absolutely true. Jong, I should say, threw us off our schedule with the RJ deal.
Well, I could have done it sooner, but you know, I wanted to get to college football, and then I wanted to get the Aaron Hernandez stabbing people, and it's stuff to talk about. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's your gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We had to get that guy on the show and have him throw a keg. That'd be kind of cool. Man, you should see the video of this.
We should get him to arm wrestle.
Dude, look
you.
At the video of this.
Oh, big deal. That guy thinks he's such big noise.
No, I'll take him on. I'll take him. I'm not afraid.
Whatever.
Hafþór. If you were a full Thor, I'd be scared, but you're Hafþór. Not worried at all.
I'll race him in the 1 mile. How about that?
Okay, I can do that too. I hate that he killed one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Even though I know he's an actor and has nothing to do with it, he killed one of my favorite characters. I'd like to take him down.
Yeah.
But these things happen. Not that far away from Game of Thrones being back. I know they've finished shooting now, apparently. So... And, of course, all the Jon Snow is alive rumors are everywhere.
Of course they are.
Yeah. There was a dude who wrote
like this entire thing about what he thought, which he did it like it was a leaked script. It was really just fan fiction, but I have to say it was pretty good.
Why don't you write some?
Because
you're an author, Fred. It's your time.
I'm waiting to see what George R.R. does with it. If George R.R. dies, I'll go ahead and finish the story.
Almost a certainty.
Well, he's going to die. It's just whether it's this week or 6 weeks from now or 2 years from now. I have the over-under on, I'll say, 30 months for George R.R. Martin. Unless he goes on a diet. You know what? If he came down here and started working out, got on their weight management program, that dude might last another 15 years.
Boy, I wonder if trainers, like when they see super fat people, if they're excited about it or like, oh, this is more than I want to deal with. Like my friend Don, when he walks in, do trainers look at Don and go, I think I could whoop this guy into shape? Or do they go, oh, this is way more than I was looking to put into this thing? I wonder what the trainer mind is like. I'd like to think the trainers come in and they like to see a guy who's like remotely fit. They're like, oh, I can mold this into something. But if you could just come in looking like looking like Santa Claus, it's very difficult.
Or George R.R. Martin.
Right.
But I wonder how many of them look at somebody and say, this guy's going to make two of his sessions and I'll never hear from him again.
That's probably it.
Yeah, he's going to, oh, I'm sick, I've got business, I've got this. Yeah.
I've got gout.
Gout, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it? Oh, yeah, Mighty.
The Mighty Gwynn has gout.
Yeah.
Did you know that, John? The Mighty one has gout?
Yep.
Yeah, we found that out in Vegas, apparently.
I can't believe, as a program director, you hired someone with gout. That just shows that there's no discrimination here. We hire people with all forms of all types of deformities. We're welcome to everyone. Right? Equal opportunity around here, Fred.
Well, we've got gout. We've got speech impediment guy.
Yes.
We've got Barry Warner.
Yes. We've got level 6 alcoholism.
Come on, man. Do not sell me short. I am level 8, brother. I am 2 steps away from alcohol poisoning death.
That's right.
And not being drunk.
We hire people.
If I can get to that level, I am an all-time pro.
We hire people with all sorts of problems here. We don't discriminate.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that promo guy. We hired him.
Well, yeah,
Lord knows what's wrong with this guy, but we hired him.
But you know what? When they redo Gilligan's Island, that's your next Gilligan.
Maybe so.
Because it's about time for a remake, right?
Maybe so.
Would he not make a good Gilligan?
I don't know. Gilligan, I think, even had it going on more than this game. Gilligan could have banged Ginger.
It's not like she had much of a choice. There's like 4 guys on the entire island. Sooner or later, she was going to get around to all of them.
Right.
That's what Ginger did.
Yeah. Everyone always asks, like, Marianne or Ginger, but if you were one of them...
Both.
No, that's not the question.
Threesome.
If you were Marianne or Ginger, which one of the guys would you have gone after?
Oh, Skipper.
Oh, you would say that. You're so disgusting. You're like the Skipper. That's why you say, like, you... If you're Gilligan's Island, if they redo it, you're going to play the Skipper.
No, because, if I were playing the Skipper, I'd say, you know what? Sooner or later, we're going to find a boat. Somebody's got to
sail it.
Yep, and I'm just saying, you went off this island.
Or you say, there's only room for 2 on the life raft.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Who really wants that seat?
Actress or girl next door?
Yeah.
I think we should try both and decide.
I think if I was a chick on Gilligan's Island, I would be about the professor.
Yeah, it's got to be the professor, right?
I feel like the professor's got his life together.
But you know what? If he were that brilliant of a professor, why the hell were they stuck on that island that long?
I mean, listen, he was working with coconuts and palm fronds. Wow. I mean,
you think that would have stopped Einstein? He would have created a satellite out of that.
Probably would have.
He would have created a satellite, launched it, and then they would have been found a week later.
I don't know.
I would say Thurston.
No.
No, you always go for
a dude with no money or a dude with a bunch of money and no access to his checking account is pretty much useless.
Sooner or later, you're going to get off that island.
No, you're not.
Well, not with the professor you
are. Right.
Anyway. That show is so damn old. I don't even remember how they got off the island or what. I just know that it was. That's all anybody ever talks about.
Yeah, but you saw it first run, which is really amazing. I only saw it on Nick at Night. That's the only way I know Gilligan's Island.
I saw it was one of those shows that was on in the afternoons when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was technically first run. By then, it was probably into repeats. But I don't know, man. We'll have to look at the years because. But that's a fair question. If you're the chicks, which guy would it be? I think it'd have to be Professor.
Gilligan's Island aired from September 1964 to September 1967.
So, yeah, I was seeing it in repeats.
Okay. You weren't alive back then?
I was alive. No, I wasn't alive when it started.
Okay.
I was born later that year.
Okay. And so you caught, like, yeah, you probably caught the first set of repeats.
Yeah, or second or third, somewhere in there. But it was like Star Trek. Like, Star Trek, it came out.
I've watched, like, maybe a half episode of Star Trek.
But all those shows, when I was growing up, it was Gilligan's Island, Star Trek, and Hogan's Heroes were the shows that they played every day.
Never seen Hogan's Heroes.
Every day in the afternoon, same shows every day. We only had, like, four channels, and there was one channel that did that.
Nick at Night was Gilligan's Island, Bewitched.
Yeah, okay. We had some of that.
So hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Except they switched dicks in the middle of that.
What else was on? Mr. Ed was on a lot back then.
Yeah, that was another one.
And the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Which the Brady Bunch, you don't like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Brady Bunch. I loved that show when I was a kid. That was so good.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought Marcia was so sexy. But she was too old for me. Like, I was a kid when I was seeing this, and I was like, ah. I was thinking, God, if I was like 3 or 4 years older, Marcia would definitely want some of me. But then I realized that I didn't take into account that Marcia in real life was like 25 years older than me, and she would go to prison if she did have sex with me.
I was almost old enough. I would have liked to have gone mother daughter. I'll say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Florence Henderson?
Yeah.
Would you now?
Now, no. Then, yes.
You wouldn't do it just to say you did it?
Maybe. It depends on how much I've had to drink. Is she even still alive?
I think she is.
Wasn't she really sick?
I feel like Alice may have died, or maybe it was the butcher that died recently. But I feel like Alice.
Wasn't the dad gay?
Yeah. So would you?
Not him, no.
Oh, I thought that's why you were asking.
No.
I thought you were saying.
No, I mean, maybe.
Because I thought you were maybe saying if you do mother-daughter, maybe you do mother-husband. Mother-father.
You know, if he had to be in the room, you know, maybe.
Okay.
Aren't we late for break here, John?
Probably.
What's that?
Tell us about your mattress.
All right. You're going to have to wait a second because I had no idea. I thought that was coming back from the break, not going
into by the way, we're out at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition in Katy, 25600 Westheimer Parkway, number 300, right across from the Harvest or in the same lot as the Harvest. And, guys, you're going to see some great results. You come out here. If you live on this side of town, it's well worth it. Personal training. But it's not just that. I mean, you're going to pay $275, $300 a month just for personal training here. You're getting that. You're getting personal training. You're getting chiropractor service. You're getting a massage. You're getting nutrition consultation. You're getting boot camp sessions, unlimited cardio access, meals, all types of stuff. Free protein shakes after every workout. It's a fantastic spot. I came out and used it yesterday. The trainers here are awesome. I can't recommend this place highly enough. If you're really serious about getting into shape, we're out here right now at a spot where you can really make some things happen.
And you know what? After a workout like that, you want to sleep well, don't you?
Of course.
And that's why you go to Texas Mattress Makers, especially this time of year with Christmas right around the corner. Look, Texas Mattress Makers really appreciates all of you guys, all the Blitzers who've been going out there, because you know what you do? You give referrals to your family and friends, and then they've been going out there. And because of that, they have grown exponentially in the past couple years. It's because of Blitzers like you, and they're extremely grateful. So this Christmas, time to give the gift that will keep giving. How about 10% off showroom models for a happier, more fulfilled sleep? Give the gift of a great night's sleep with no regrets. Let me tell you, the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, you go out there, they're going to make the mattress right there, custom-made for you. They'll sell it directly to you. This isn't like going to a retail store where they bought it from somebody else, so they marked the price way up. You're going to get great quality products, as good as you're going to find anywhere. You're going to get them custom fitted for you, and you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you would pay in that retail store. And right now, 10% off the showroom models on top of that. At Texas Mattress Makers, it's always about your sleep. Make it a very Merry Christmas. Just buy straight from the factory and save. When you go out there and you see Yuval and the gang, tell them I sent you. Tell them you're a Blitzer. They are going to take care of you. I promise you, you will not have a bad experience at Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Better sleep at factory prices. Make sure you tell them I sent you. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. Vegas, don't back Texas.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Texas takes on Baylor tomorrow in the last game of the 2015 season.
Thankfully.
At least for Texas. We're going to be at Wakefield Crowbar for the MVP watch party at 11 a.m. Join AJ, Texas MVPs Roy Williams and BJ Johnson, plus ESPN 97.5 road crew. And root the Longhorns. Just root for the Longhorns. I'm not going to say root to a victory. That's just silly. Speaking of Longhorns, college basketball, Texas and Samford tonight at 7:30. Bare Knuckle Radio with Dingo and the boys at 10:30. And tomorrow, Longhorn Weekly with Charlie Strong at 9. Texas Baylor coverage at 11. Alabama, Florida, 3:30. Drink of Ages, 6:30. Michigan State, Iowa, 7:30. And then Sunday, Lone Star Golf Show with Scott Atkinson at 9. Houston Game Day at 10 with our buddy Barry Laminack. And Patriots, Eagles, 3:30.
Dingo and the boys on tonight, but Dingo himself is in Shreveport, Louisiana tonight. Legacy's on tonight, and quick shout out one of my best friends on the scene and one of my best training partners, Alex Morano, fighting for a Legacy welterweight championship tonight on Access TV. So free MMA, a Houston boy fighting. So if you want to support some local MMA, it's free on television tonight. It should be a really fun night of fights. That's on Access TV.
All right.
It does support Mark Cuban, though. So if you're against that, I don't know what to tell you.
What's wrong with Mark Cuban?
Some people around here don't like him.
Well, why? Because he's the kind of owner you wish you had?
DeAndre Jordan doesn't like him. Doesn't answer his phone.
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan's got issues.
That's right.
Can't make a free throw. Until you make a free throw, I don't really care what you think. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
No, I got to do some
stuff. We've said this week.
Let's start with Jeff. What's your odds question?
Sports, Jeff.
Sports to you. Are you on a speakerphone, Jeff? Because you're going to be eliminated automatically.
What are the odds?
Get off. If you're on speakerphone, we're not going to talk to you.
Cut him off.
Hang
sorry.
On. Nope. I feel bad. That guy waited on hold for like 30 minutes. But if you're on speakerphone, I can't talk to you.
Guys, Andy says that I seem to be well informed on sex with fat chicks. Don't act like you never have, Andy. Come on. Would have never been that big, though.
No, never.
I'd probably say maybe 230.
Okay.
It's probably the biggest I've ever gone. That's the high end, I think.
And Fred, let's also keep in mind, Fred has spent a lifetime as a functioning alcoholic. I mean, so.
Stop.
What he's done.
I'm a drunk, I drink a lot, and I'm a proud drunk.
Jong just posted the picture of us with Sage Northcutt. And last time, people were worried about my nipples. Now your nipples are shining through, and you're wearing two shirts.
Well, no, it's one shirt with...
Oh, okay, yeah. Those are fake sleeves,
they're
faux
fake sleeves. Yeah.
Okay, your nipple game is strong in that picture.
Crappy job, John.
The only thing that's missing is nipple color.
I'm guessing dark. I never really paid attention.
I have nice pink nipples.
Oh, okay.
They look good on my milky white skin.
I put together my five. Die Hard, Bad Santa, Scrooged, Elf. Very tough for me to choose between the last one. Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Now, Rudolph was made the year I was born, and it still holds up over time because those little...
1928?
No, stop. God, 1964, dickweed.
I've used Dirt Free for a long time. They always leave my floors looking like new, and they're not using soaps or chemicals. They've got the best technology in the game. Thanks, John. They've got the best technology in the game.
Time for Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Mr. Solomon, what is going on, sir? Jerome? Buddy?
Jerome's not there.
Pal? Looks like he's there. It says ready on the screen, does it not?
Sorry.
Oh, really? What? What are you doing? Taking care of kids again on us? You hurting your ankle again? What the hell?
Phone was muted, okay? You know?
Man, what are the odds that... Stop with these damn shootings, man.
It's crazy, man. We live in a crazy world. And the craziest thing is there's no gray area. Like, you're either a hardcore super gun nut or you're essentially a liberal that's your two options. And
wuss. You can say wuss.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Sorry, Jong. I don't know that. I didn't know that you couldn't say that word on the radio. I've only been doing this for like 11 years, so I'm still learning. What's
a couple times today or this week?
I'm still learning what's acceptable and what's not. I now know that you can call someone a puss, but if you add that extra syllable, it's big trouble. Big trouble. So that's the last time I'll do that this week.
What did you have that you wanted to jump on there before we started?
Oh, I got to tell you, I got to read about sports manias. And, guys, it's fantasy season. You're probably playing for – I know in a couple leagues I'm playing for my fantasy life. I'm playing for my playoff life. And sports manias help me out all season long. It's a free app. Search for sports manias in the App Store. It's going to give you a leg up on your competition. You import your fantasy teams from Yahoo, CBS, ESPN. You'll get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts, including breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, and milestones. Real-time updates on your players and just your players. You don't have to sift through everybody else's junk. It's going to help you make smarter lineup decisions. I've been using it all year. It's really helped me kind of keep everything streamlined because I've got teams on all these different formats. It's a brand-new fantasy tool that gives you an edge to help you dominate your league. So get on your cell or tablet, go to the App Store, download Sports Manias for free right now. Free also the same as $0. So you have nothing to lose, nothing whatsoever. That's one word, Sports Manias.
So I guess
that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Darn it. That's so much more I wanted to talk about.
We'll be back out here in January.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you guys, this is the spot if you're looking to change your life. 25600 Westheimer Parkway out here in Katy. These guys will get you on the right path, man. These guys know what they're doing. It's a great facility, and they're looking at health in a whole new way that you're not going to find around town. And it's really worth checking out if you're serious about getting into shape.
Yeah, good people out here, and looking forward to getting out here again. Want to thank John Lee back in studio for doing a great job. AJ Hoffman, great job.
Always a great job.
Aaron with a great job. I'm Fred Power. See you guys on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Till then, stay sportsy.